Welcome back to the Man Catholic Podcast. I'm Steve Priest.
I'm Thomas Wirtz.
And I'm Brock Martin.
Today we're talking about Seek 24 St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. This time.
We are super excited to be back in St. Louis for Seek 24 this coming January 1st through the 5th. We are the Man Catholic Podcast. Excited to be on the Focus Seek podcast as special guests, and we're also excited to be recording a live podcast at Seek in January.
That's right.
A couple of them, if I'm not mistaken.
One.
Well, at least one in the formal booth, yeah. I think, and then we'll probably do a couple more. But before we get into that,
wait, do you remember when it was a bus?
Yes,
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, we didn't have a podcast then.
No, we didn't. But saw it.
It's going to be, I've heard it's going to be pretty sweet this year.
Really?
Yeah, the setup is going to be pretty
sweet.
Like
a submarine? That would be cool.
Yeah, I think so. There in water. Yep.
We could probably make that happen.
Underwater.
Let's talk about Seek. And the question I want to throw out there is, what are you guys looking forward to most about Seek this year? All three of us, we've probably been to a combined 40 or 50 Seeks or Focus conferences.
I think I missed one or two Focus conferences.
I've been to everyone since 2004.
I missed 2019 because my daughter was born, but other than that, I've been to all of them.
Like all of them, mm-hmm. probably, right?
Yep.
As a baby.
Seek 2019 in Indy is the only one I didn't get to.
That was a good one. That was a big one.
That was a big one.
Last year was bigger. This year's going to be even bigger. Yeah. So I want to know what you guys are excited about. You've been to a lot. We're talking to listeners who maybe have been to some. Maybe they're already registered for this one, but we're probably also talking to some people out there who have not yet registered. And
yeah, you've been invited. You're kind of thinking about it, or maybe you've been invited and you're kind of thinking no. I think that's a great place to be.
Yep. So what are we excited about this year?
I mean, January 1st to the 5th, right?
Yep.
So it's amazing. So it's in my wife's hometown, excuse me, again. Mm-hmm. So that last year was super emotional in one sense for my wife that, wow, it's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
The fact that it's there again, what I love personally about Seek is the hope that it gives to the people that are there for the first time or the fifth time, especially the older generation, right? The people that have been warriors for the church for decades, gone through a lot of crap and come in and they see thousands and thousands and thousands of people on fire. Yeah. And they're just like, what?
Yeah.
Because everything you see, everything you hear in the news is just garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The church is this scandal, and that's all horrible stuff. But hey, we're human. And to see like the faith alive at a place like this, see conversions happening, to see the line for confession, all these young people are just like, yeah, I want to encounter the Lord, go back to the sacrament. Mm-hmm. Like that every time is super exciting for me. And again, will be this time.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Thomas. I think on a natural level, I'm super excited to go back to St. Louis. I think the America Center, the convention center there is just...
The dome is sick.
It's the coolest place to have a conference. It's the old St. Louis Rams Stadium. Mm-hmm. And so they're really...
Where Kurt Warner played.
That's right. Greatest show on turf. You can't really put words to it. You walk into a football stadium, and last year it was only about a third of the way full.
It'll be more this year.
This year it'll be probably close to halfway full, and it's like, man, you see, to your point, Thomas, just the sheer number of people coming together to seek, to figure out what is God? Is he real? Does he have a plan for my life? Is it possible to know him, to be in relationship with him? Is it possible that I could possibly be given freedom from some of the things I'm struggling with? And to see simultaneously, 15, 17, 20,000 people getting that question answered for them, you just can't put words into it.
Yeah.
And I think too, I'm always super excited to watch the liturgies there. There's really nothing like watching a mass where the procession takes 7 minutes because
you can eat a burger at the start of that procession and still make you fast.
It sounds like you've got experience there. You know what you're talking about?
No, not quite.
I should think about that.
But no, it really is. It's unbelievable. And to your point, Thomas, I think everything in the world is all bad news all the time. Mm-hmm. And to have a moment for a couple of days where you could get together with, 20,000 of your best friends and say, oh my goodness, the church is not only alive, but she's growing.
Yeah.
She's thriving.
There's no rides, but it's basically like a Catholic amusement park, Disneyland kind of feel. Like it's just amazing.
Yeah. And I want to quote too, one of the priests that I got a chance to work with as a regional director with Focus. I remember this was probably Seek 2015. And we were in the back of adoration. And I remember he actually wasn't hearing confessions. He had made the decision to go attend adoration and not hear confessions because various reasons. But I found him at the back of the room, and we made eye contact, and he just had tears streaming down his face. And he grabbed my arm and he said, I think there's more conversions happening on this night in this room than any other night in any other room on planet Earth this year. Mm-hmm. And he was just weeping. And it's like, you get to be there for that.
Yep.
And I don't know, as you lead up to Seek, there's always a lot of reasons. Like, you know, it's never a good time. There's always stuff going on in the family. It's the holidays. It's expensive. I have, you know, like we said at the beginning, I've been to a lot of these and there've been many of them during the lead up that I'm like, okay, not really looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. And then you get there.
Oh.
And you just can't put words to
it.
It's unlike anything else.
Yep. I wanna put a little context behind being in a football stadium because I just want you to try and picture it. If you weren't there last year, the stage is about almost the width of a football field. That's how big the stage is. And picture it on like the 30-yard line. Okay, backstage is the 20 and the 10 and the end zone.
Kind of like a Taylor Swift concert.
The field. Yeah, about that. Who's that? Pretty much. And then the entire rest of the field was filled with people. And then the whole first bowl was filled with people.
Not the upper deck, yeah.
Not the upper deck yet. But so just put that into context. That is a lot of people in one space.
It's a fun space.
It's really, really cool. Brock, you were talking about the conversions. I remember hearing a story, gosh, maybe 3-4 years ago. It may have been Indianapolis when it was our first like really big 17,000 people conference. We went from like 10,000 to 17,000. Massive jump. And we ran out of hosts the day after, like Thursday, the day after adoration and confession night. And I remember everyone thinking, how did we run out of hosts? Like we had the same number as the previous few days. And as we were saying that, it was like, oh my gosh, people are coming back to the Eucharist. Because
they went to confession.
Because they went to confession last night.
Thousands of more.
Thousands of people. And so now, the day after and the following days after adoration night, that night you were talking about, Brock, we add thousands of hosts to be
consumed
after Mass on those following days because of that return to our Lord in the Eucharist. And it gives me chills thinking this is not just a cool event, that lives are changing. In fact, I look at that night and the way that you describe it, it's a world-changing moment.
Yeah.
That the world is a different place literally that next day here on earth, and the eternal world is a different place. There will be more souls added to heaven because of that night and this encounter with Jesus. And it's nothing that a speaker said or did or what Focus did.
Yep.
It is this encounter, this opportunity to be still and to encounter our Lord in adoration, in the Eucharist, and in confession. And one more thing.
Yep.
During adoration, someone usually comes on the mic and says, okay, now, you know, down the hall in this room. No, it's not me. Down the hall in this room, confessions are now available. And you see like half the room stand up and start moving towards these rooms. And I kid you not, the lines are like,
it's like a freaking airport,
like Disneyland or like airport security lines. And they're, you know, they're excited to be in line and they're ready. You could see some people are anxious and nervous, but then you see people weeping and hugging and crying and jumping up after their confession. Because I heard a priest, I think I've shared this story before, that came to Curtis once after that night and said, Curtis, I just got done hearing 4 hours of confessions, and these were not, I gossiped or I cheated on a test or whatever it was. Those are not good things, but these are life-altering confessions. Mm-hmm. I was living dead in sin, addicted to these things, and now I no longer want to, and I'm leaving that behind. It's a life-altering confession. I think he said these are the confessions I became a priest for.
And chills.
And I beautiful pause and just kind of reflect on that. But it's, if you're in a similar place where you're straddling that, or you know some guys that are in places like that that have questions, there's, like you mentioned, it's not the speakers, but there are great speakers and they do answer questions, and there are a lot of people, and so you get to be around people that are having fun, not getting wasted, and you get to see a different type of worldview lived, which is what I would say is how we're supposed to live. But then you get to encounter this piece of bread, and you get to decide, do you believe that's Jesus Christ or not?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to go to confession and encounter Christ? Mm-hmm. You know, so you get opportunities to do stuff in a very small amount of time. That's a lot of different opportunities. And so I would invite you, love for you to come and see if that's something that to seek. if that's something that you want to do, or if there's someone that you know that you think should come there to force to make. We got to make decisions, guys, and so give them a chance or come give yourself an opportunity to see something different and make a decision.
No, I think that's awesome. Both Steve talking about the world changing, eternal altering reality of Seek, and Thomas, like, hey, what this can do for you, what this can do for the men in your life. I'm reminded of my first year as a Focus missionary down in 2013, was working with the football team at Baylor, and I invited one of the guys to come to Seek that year. And I was like, you know, he wasn't able to come because they were in a bowl game, and he came on the last 2 days. But on the last day that he was there, he came up to me and he was like, when you invited me to a conference, this is not what I expected. Like, this is not a conference. And he's like, I really wish you would have described a little bit more what this was like. And I share that because with what you two just said, you know, maybe you're out there and you're aware of Seek happening, or maybe somebody's invited you to this conference. I don't want to just invite you to a conference. I want to invite you to 5 days that can literally change the rest of your life. And I want to do whatever we can to get you there.
Yep.
And not just you, but to Thomas, to your point, like if you've got some buddies, you're like, man, they are just one or two steps away from really being that virtuous friend that I could run towards holiness, run towards sanctity with. We want you to bring them too.
Yeah.
And we want that so bad that the Man Catholic Show, we're ready to do some things to make that happen.
That's right, Brock. We're going to give away two free registrations to Seek 24 this year in St. Louis. In order to get entered into that drawing, you have to post or repost this episode to your social media, either Twitter or Instagram. Be sure to tag us at Man Catholic Podcast and also use hashtag Seek24 to be entered, and we will pick two lucky winners to get a free registration for Seek in St. Louis this January through the 1st through the 5th. And those winners will be invited to join us at a recording at Seek. So that's, we'd love to have you join us for a podcast episode.
Aren't we doing a recording at Seek?
It's pretty elite company. Who else is joining
us? That will be a second recording. Our first main recording will be in the Seek podcast booth with the one and only Father Mike Schmitz, and we're actually doing a Hot Ones interview. If you are a
much
fan,
to my chagrin,
or doesn't have that mean ever just seen, you are eating that?
No,
though?
All four of us will eat. I think I told Father Mike five wings, five hot questions.
Okay, can we start with barbecue?
So we're gonna start nice and mild, but we will get to Da Bomb. And
is that the hot one on the show?
That's the very hot one. Yep.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna die. You're trying to kill me. You're trying to replace me.
Look, guys, I've tried it, and it is painful, but it is manageable.
Okay.
It's about a 24-hour, reprieve. Is that the right word? Reprieve.
Struggle.
How does that compare to Blazing Hot?
Well, it's hotter than Blazing Hot.
Like hot by how much?
Yeah, I've done the Blazing Hot challenge where you have to do 12 wings and like four.
I ate one and had diarrhea. Well, so tell me what's going on.
Okay, so are the guys who win this raffle, are they going to be doing Hot Ones too?
No, they can eat my wing. That'll be a different episode, but
I'll have a heart attack.
Just so everyone knows, we will be recording a live podcast. Father Mike Schmidt's doing a Hot Ones interview, so come check us out for that. And it's gonna be
hot. It's gonna be hot.
An incredible.
I'll throw up. Seek and then I'll poop
experience.
My pants.
Thomas is still struggling with this.
I'm having a hard time.
Brock,
guys.
I want to end, I think, with what you said, that this is not a conference, and it sounds cliche, but it's an adventure. It's a journey. It's a 5-day encounter with Jesus, with the church, with friends and new family of within the church. It's absolutely incredible. I remember my very first 2004 conference. I thought I was the only one who wanted to be alive in my faith, but I didn't know how. And when I encountered back then 700 people who shared that, who shared passion, zeal, and excitement, who weren't perfect but desired it, I knew I wasn't alone. Amen. I knew I could go on this journey, that I at least had 700 other people that shared my heart's passions. And guys, where we are now, 20 years later, is we will have a football stadium full of at least 15,000 people. We've already seen the registration numbers.
Yeah.
We're going to have at least 15,000 people. Lord willing, even more.
Yeah, we have more student
athletes.
And
we want you guys, if you're listening to this, we want to see you there.
Amen.
We have more student athletes already have signed up this year than last year, and I think students were already trending that. So hopefully, yeah, it is a lot more than last year. But speaking of the football stadium, when we were in San Antonio, we had Lou Holtz. I think I shared this maybe on last year's episode. And Lou came the night of Adoration, and he was... brought him in and he was snapping pictures for his wife. This is the day of his 80th birthday. And then the next day at Mass, same thing. He's just like, and we stood in the back, and as all the priests walk out, every like third priest caught him and realized Lou Holtz is here. And they just beaming smile. And they're like, hey coach, hey coach. And I say that because I think it brought hope to the priests as well. Mm-hmm. And again, we talked about hope on the Dragon episode, but if you guys are in need of just some hope in your life and or know of someone, again, that maybe is in a place that needs a little hope. I mean, this is just this is an event. It's not a conference. I love that. This is an experience and one that will bring you hope. And if we don't have hope, man, we're just in a dark place. So come encounter something, at least hope, hopefully Christ himself. But come experience hope and joy in your life.
No, I think that's awesome, Thomas. And I think, yeah, just to close, Seek 24, January 1st through 5th in St. Louis. Not just an event, but an opportunity to have 5 days that really could change the trajectory of the rest of your life and the trajectory of maybe some friends in your life, the rest of their life too. And we want to get you guys there. We want to help to get you there. So repost this episode on Twitter, Instagram, tag hashtag Seek24 and hashtag Man Catholic Podcast. We'll give those away and we'll make sure that we get the chance to record an episode with you while we're there on the ground and can hear about your experience.
And if you're not very good, we'll just edit you out.
That's not true.
If you are ready to register, you can go to seek.focus.org. If you are a college student on campus with a team of missionaries, you can talk to any one of them as well. I'm sure they're going to be traveling together, figuring out how to travel together. And if you are at a parish, we have parish packs, so you can bring multiple parishioners to Seek as well. There are so many different ways that you can go to Seek. We have, if you're a seminarian, we have seminarians coming, school teachers, principals coming, so many different types of people. This is not just for college students. In fact, maybe half those in attendance will be college students. So this is for anyone and everyone of all ages. Come join us in St. Louis, January 1st through the 5th, 2024 at Seek 24. And that's it for the Man Catholic Podcast. We'll catch you next time. God bless.